Broadcasting from the studios of Business Radio X, it's time for Laser Life Insights. This show is brought to you by Sumas Medical Laser, changing lives with the power of light. Now, here's your host, Pete Cousins.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Laser Life Insights, where we're really trying to help everybody learn more ways that Class 4 laser therapy can change the lives of patients and providers in multiple different healthcare settings. Today, I couldn't be more happy to welcome our guest, Dr. Trent Nessler. We could probably spend a good half hour just credentialing Dr. Nessler, and so I'll keep it short and sweet, hit the highlights. So Dr. Trent's been in practice as a physical therapist for over 25 years now. He's been a founder, co-founder of some really exciting wearable technology that we're going to talk about. He's authored a book called The Badass Firefighter. He has co-founded the Combat Athlete Science Institute. He's a researcher. Personally, he's a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. The list goes on and on. The most recent accomplishment, which is certainly not the smallest one, is that Dr. Trent has founded and launched the Athlete Lab, which we'll definitely get into and talk more about. Trent, so happy to have you. Great to see you. Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays, and it's great to be here. I love sharing all the great things that we're doing. So excited to talk to the audience about that.
Yeah, fantastic. So where do we start? I think about all the amazing things on your resume, and I thought maybe you could talk about some of the pivotal moments in your life
sure.
that kind of led you to where you are today.
And it's funny because I was just talking to a group earlier today, and probably one of the main pivotal things for me really quite honestly happened when I was 10 years old. My father, it was actually the day after Christmas. The timing of this is ironic. Mm-hmm. And my father suffered a C5-6-7 burst fracture and became a quadriplegic while on family vacation in a third world country.
Wow.
And there's a lot of life lessons that are learned throughout that process. But despite that, despite being a quadriplegic, not only once, but he had two spinal cord injuries in his lifetime. The other one he was thrown from a car like 30 years later. And my father was able to, despite all that, despite being in a wheelchair, started a construction business in 1979. And today that construction business is the largest masonry contractor in the US. And what he did is he taught me, not through what he would say, but through his actions, that you can really overcome anything if you want it bad enough and if you're persistent enough. So he taught me by his actions about what you can accomplish in life. And that's really been a motivating factor for me. It's called the V-Move Plus. And that was, quite honestly, something that was created out of, number one, a frustration. And number two is the fact that I was seeing movement patterns in athletes that intuitively put them at risk. And I wanted to find a better way to assess these movement patterns. And that's really what really became the foundation of the EMI today. Who would have ever have guessed that one person's passion for preventing of injuries would have come to what it is today? And today it's now available in 5 different countries. We have movement data on over 90,000 people. And we have collected over 320 million data points related to human movement. And so what it's done is it's really taught us a lot about human movement. Number one, how do you assess movement correctly? Number two is how do you actually use that information to prevent injuries? And more importantly, how does that also impact performance? How does it impact performance as an athlete? How does it impact performance as a first responder? How does that impact performance in military personnel? The beauty is that it's got applications across all of those different spectrums.
It's really impressive. And I definitely want to dig more into the AMI and what that is and what it could mean to providers, again, in multiple different healthcare settings. So a wearable technology that basically assesses biomechanics of movement to predict the likelihood of injury. Is that right?
That is correct. Originally, it was designed to address the biomechanical factors that we know are associated with ACL injuries, anterior cruciate ligament injuries. And what we found is that when we addressed those biomechanics that are associated with ACL injuries, not only did we reduce ACL injuries, but we also reduced ankle injuries, hip injuries, low back injuries, other knee injuries beyond just ACL. And what we also found is that we were getting an improvement in power output. So your sprint speed, your vertical jump, your overall power production was greater when you address these same biomechanical risk factors. Mm-hmm. So there's a ton of application. And originally we did it in sports. We expanded from there to the first responders, so your firefighters and your police officers, and then now we're expanding from there to military personnel.
So exciting, and what a great population to serve. Mm-hmm. who does so much to give back.
Absolutely.
To us. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So you talked about all these data points and how many patients have been treated and assessed using this technology. I thought it was really interesting. This past week, I was learning about the FDA and their acceptance, if you will, around med device and real world data, such as the type of data you've collected, as opposed to the traditional kind of pathway, which is way more rigorous and arduous, quite frankly. So
yeah.
I think it's fantastic that you've collected so much real world data. How have you used that to continually maybe iterate the technology
yeah.
or help others understand the validity?
Sure. It's funny because in physical therapy, physical therapists always want 10 or 15 papers that support whatever it is that you're doing. And rightly so, we should be evidence-based. But with technology and the way that technology is capturing data in a healthcare setting today, it is far exceeding the capabilities of a traditional research lab. And so what you're finding is that even guys like Timothy Hewitt, who's probably one of the most published and prolific researchers in the area of biomechanics as it relates to ACL injuries, mm-hmm. is actually using our platform now because the amount of data that we are able to capture in 1 month would exceed what he is able to capture in 5 years.
Wow.
And so from that, you just learn a tremendous amount. I'll give you one perfect example. Is we know that if you have a concussion, you're three times more likely to tear your ACL up to 3 years post-concussion. So we know that from the research. The question has always been, well, why is that? And one of the things that we found, because we've been measuring concussion since 2017 and biomechanics, is that we find that those who've had a concussion, they have greater degrees of what is called dynamic valgus, their knee going in towards midline. Mm-hmm. Not only does it go into a greater degree, it goes in at a much faster pace, and they have less control of their pelvis. All of that said, what it's done is it's completely changed how we train those individuals. So now what we're able to do is from the data, from mass capturing of data, we're now impacting how we actually treat concussion, knowing that we need to do some single limb training, we need to do some multi-directional training in addition to the traditional things that we would do for concussion rehab to help address that risk for lower kinetic chain injuries. With technologies today, we are learning things at a much faster pace than what we could traditionally do in an IRB related study, because you got to recruit subjects in a biomechanics lab. It would literally take you almost an entire day to capture data on two subjects. Whereas right now with our technology, we're capturing data at about 2,000 to 3,000 subjects per month.
Wow.
So the level of data that you're capturing is just, it's mind-boggling sometimes. You know, so
it doesn't take you long to validate in front of another PT who's not aware of what you're doing with this.
No, but even PTs will be like, where's the research studies that show all the stuff that you're telling? And what I always tell people is that with the way that technology is today, you're learning this stuff at a much faster pace. So the research is not out there. What you got to do is you have to be able to, that's all that AI does. Mm-hmm. AI searches the data and finds trends in the data to create these algorithms. And that's all that we're simply doing. And the beauty of that is that what it's allowing us to do is innovate at a much faster pace than what is traditionally done in healthcare. Because in healthcare, typically you have a study that is done, the study is then published or written up, and then it's published. And then by the time it actually gets out to the masses, you're talking about 2 or 3 years. And then by the time it actually makes a clinical impact, you're talking 10 years. So what this has done with the advent of technologies, it's really allowed us to accelerate that process.
Yeah, it's so impressive. So leading up to today, so you just launched, I think not even, 90 days ago, you started the Athlete Lab. So congrats on that for sure.
Thank you very much.
Tell us more about the focus of that practice.
Yeah, so the Athlete Lab is just what it's, the name implies. Number one, it's a sports medicine rehab facility and recovery. So I do a lot of things that really focus on recovery. And that's where, obviously, where Summit's Laser comes in. I use it a lot. I also add nutrition to that. Mm-hmm. So I'm really big on gut health, controlling inflammation. We do preoperative and postoperative nutrition packages. And a big population I deal with because of my background is mixed martial arts. And so I have a lot of mixed martial arts artists that come in who are either coming off a competition season on dealing with an injury, or they have an injury and they're trying to make their way through competition season, or they're trying to recover after competition season. In addition, the Athlete Lab, as it implies by the name, is a functioning research facility. So every patient that comes in, they are given a document that just says basically that you are, as a part of this, your data will be used for research purposes. It will be blinded, but I'm actively collecting research data as it relates to patient reported outcomes and as it relates to treatment of combat athletes.
That's fantastic as well. How do people find you online at the Athlete Lab?
Yeah, I'm still working on my website. It's actually been, the practice has been up for a full 14 days. So I don't
we'll
have my,
minute.
Yeah, so I'm still working on my website. They can find me on Instagram, BJJPT.
Okay.
I do post a lot of stuff on there, articles on there, stuff like that. And they can always find me on my website, which is drtrentnessler.com.
Okay.
And so that kind of goes into all the different projects that I do, technologies, et cetera.
Super. And this practice is based up in College Grove outside of
Nashville? Yep, in Franklin, Tennessee.
Okay, fantastic. Best wishes. I know you'll be a huge success with that as a practice owner, business owner. So let's talk a little bit. Obviously, you knew I would want to get to the topic of laser.
And sure.
It's really funny story how you and I even got to know each other. So maybe give us the Cliff Notes version of that story, and then we'll dive in a bit to the technology.
Yeah, it's funny because I was sitting in an airport, my wife and I was taking my wife to on a dive trip for her birthday. And we're sitting in Nashville airport and there were two people sitting next to us. And I heard them talking about class four and I just assumed it was laser, not like I was trying to overhear or anything.
Yeah.
And I interrupted them. I said, excuse me, I'm really sorry to ask this, but are you talking about class four laser for rehab?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, yes. And it turned out it was a couple of reps for Summit's Laser. And my wife was just like completely appalled. What are you listening to their conversation for? Why are you interrupting them? Right. Long story short, we had some conversation around that because I had been doing a lot of research on class four laser. I actually worked at Champion Sports Medicine in Birmingham, Alabama with Kevin Wilk and Dr. Andrews. We actually had a couple of class four lasers there. I'd had really good results with them. And when they told me that you all were based out of Franklin, Tennessee, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Being locally owned product just made a lot of sense for me. And the fact that I already had some experience with class four laser, so it was super exciting for me to be able to actually integrate that into my practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, and I'm not saying this because we're having this conversation with you, and I would say this to anybody, it has been a game changer. I jokingly said to you at my dojo, which are the place that I train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, we have the largest school in Middle Tennessee. We have over 600 athletes at our gym. Mm. Most gyms will have maybe 2 or 3 black belts. Our gym has 30. Considering that the average years to get a black belt is 11 years, that tells you a lot about the longevity of this particular gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the laser is affectionately known as the magic laser.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime someone gets injured, they're like, oh my God, have you talked to Trent and gotten the magic laser yet? Yeah. Because it has gotten that much of a reputation of helping to accelerate people's return to sport. Where I find, I think I told you this, but I actually took the class four laser to, we have these competitions called IBJJF, it's the International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Federation. They're international competitions for jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. We have a big competition that takes place here in Nashville, Tennessee. We had 60 athletes competing. And for those of you that don't know Brazilian jiu-jitsu, if you're a therapist, it's every special test that you've ever been taught taken to extreme of break or dislocate. So it is a manipulation sport of every single joint in the entire body. Mm. It is very intensive training. Typically, when you go into a competition, you may go into three or four fights within, but you have a fight, you may have 30 minutes, and then you got your next one, you got 30 minutes and your next one. So part of how I use the laser is I was using it all in between competitions. Mm-hmm. So I'd have an athlete that would come off who maybe was able to get out of an arm bar, but their elbow is still really sore. So mm-hmm. I would do a laser on them, do a little bit of soft tissue and follow that up with some compression, Normatec compression, and then let them go. And I was pleasantly surprised, number one, how well our team did, but two, just the general feedback I got from people, from competitors, like people walking in going, I just felt so much better. I felt so much more recovered. And that's primarily how I was using it, is those really acute, man, I just got my UCL strain from someone doing an arm bar on me, being able to laser that and get them enough recovery that they can go into their next fight, not thinking about that. Because when you go into a competition, last thing you want to be thinking about is keeping your arm in because you're going to give it away. That's a weak limb.
Yeah, there's no question. It continues to amaze even me after being in this space for a couple of years now, how many times, really every single week, yeah, we'll have a story like yours coming from a patient sometimes, coming from a provider other times, but it's always just relaying the incredible speed with which it helps people feel better. And then we know clinically that it's helping them heal faster internally. Such a great modality. I know there's probably some patients where you're using laser exclusively, but probably the majority are getting some combination of modalities and therapies. Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about what are some of the best combos that you've seen to get good results.
Yeah, it's funny that you asked that because I teach a lot of continuing education for physical therapists, chiropractors, athletic trainers, et cetera. And one of the courses that I teach a lot is a course on BFR, blood flow restriction training. Mm-hmm. I actually have a certification course that I've been teaching for about 6 years now. And laser has actually become, the class four laser has actually become a part of the course that I do for BFR. Mm-hmm. And one of the challenges that you have after an ACL reconstruction, especially patellar tendon repair, is sometimes the graft site where they actually harvest the graft from can become a point of difficulty, mm-hmm. specifically patellar tendonitis during the course of the rehab, mm-hmm. and especially when you're doing things like leg extension, things like that. So what I found is I do a combo of class four laser, Chopat taping technique that I do, and BFR, mm-hmm. and 9 times out of 10, it helps to alleviate that patellar tendonitis. Quite honestly, that is something that sometimes can be a major roadblock in ACL rehab, mm-hmm. To the point where you really got to back off extensively on a lot of the stuff that you do. And what I found is since the incorporation of the combo of really combining the class four laser, the BFR and the Chopat stretch taping technique, is that I've eliminated, knock on wood, I've eliminated probably 99% of the problems that I've had in the past with getting past that patellar tendonitis. Because what happens is in the ACL rehab process is if that patellar tendon gets really tender, it'll shut down your quad. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things that you're concerned about as a part of that ACL rehab is getting full quad recruitment. Because if your quad does not fully activate, then your control of your limb, preventing that dynamic valgus that we talked about earlier, will be significantly limited. Mm-hmm. And so getting that quad to fire quickly in the rehab process is super important. And so what I found is that class four laser really helps to eliminate a lot of that tendonitis that I was getting during those phases of the rehab. And I'll tell you, it's funny because historically, clinicians are leery to pull on class four laser because there's a cost to it and it's not reimbursed by insurance. And what I found, people are actually willing to pay for it. They're actually willing to pay a lot more for it when it actually works. Right. And what I'll tell you, in my practice, I'm a cash-based practice. Mm-hmm. I don't take insurance. Mm-hmm. And I have people making appointments all the time just for a laser alone. Mm-hmm. And it can generate enough cash-based revenue for you to actually pay for the laser. And it works. No, it works really well.
No question. So when you see a patient, let's say somebody at the BJJ dojo has probably heard about the magic laser, so they're coming in with open mind, but then you might have other patients who don't know much about it. So when you present it, how do you talk to the patient to help them understand in layman's terms what that technology is going to potentially do for them, probably do for them, to help in their recovery?
Yeah, where I find most of the people that I'm seeing for class four laser, it's usually those acute injuries. Mm-hmm. And I really talk to them a lot about how class four laser helps to accelerate that healing process and helps in the pain modulation, because it's really the two of those that really starts to limit a lot of things that I see. For example, I get somebody who's been armbarred. Mm-hmm. So it's fully extending their arm, bicep tendon is really painful. Now the pain of the biceps tendon is now limiting the strength of the biceps. And working on, one, helping to heal those tissues, and two, is working on that pain modulation. What I find is that whole process just goes a whole lot smoother. One, they have a lot less pain. And two, is that they rehab a lot faster. Mm-hmm. When I say a lot faster, my average episode of care, and I use laser probably with, I would say, probably 90% of the population that I see. Mm. And I would say that the average episode of care that I have is around 8 visits, okay. Which in traditional PT setting is right around 15 to 18 visits.
Wow.
One, as a cash-based practice, one, that helps because then people aren't paying for all of those visits. And two, it helps to just accelerate the process. Another population that I do it a lot with is we get a lot of neck injuries, obviously, because of all the chokes that we do. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I'll give you an example. Just recent, I had an athlete who's a 7-time world champion, had a facet issue, which is very common in our sport because a lot of our injuries are from extension and rotation. So major facet issue, was only sleeping 2 hours a night. Mm-hmm. First session, I did class four laser. I do some cross friction, some mobilization to a cervical spine, gave him a few things to do. That night, he slept the entire night. Mm-hmm. Now, was it the class four laser? Was it the manual therapy? Was it the education? I don't know. All I know is that was a significant result in one treatment session. And for clinicians, 100% that patient was bought in. He was bought into everything that I said. And not only was he bought in, but he has also referred me like 5 or 6 patients.
Yeah.
When you get those kind of results, and quite honestly, I think it partly is class four laser, but it's the combo of those things, combining it together with the right other things that you do that just makes a world of difference.
Yeah, I mean, that is becoming so prevalent now in all branches of healthcare, just looking for the combo therapies, that certainly 1+1=3.
Yep.
How do you price out your therapies when you're using laser? Is it by session or by treatment plan? And that may include X number of sessions?
Yes. If I'm doing solely laser, typically I don't just do laser. I will have somebody book for a laser session, but I am typically combining that with some form of manual techniques that I do in addition to the laser, because I think there's a lot of benefit of adding the laser with the manual techniques that we've been taught as clinicians. I do a lot in the cervical spine. That being said, I'm typically charging around $75 for just the class four laser, in keeping in mind that I also include some manual work with it. But the results that you get from it are significant. For most of my other patients, I'm not I charge a per session fee. Mm-hmm. And that means it includes whatever I'm doing.
Okay.
So class four lasers, like I said, it's probably 90% of my, every patient that I see typically is going to get some form of class four laser. Mm-hmm. And I just include that in my overall cash fee.
Right.
That being said, it's also one of the things that's adding to a much quicker episode of care. And there's a lot of people out there, a lot of clinicians out there will say 8 visits, but you're probably only getting them to X point. Keeping in mind, the athlete lab, we measure patient reported outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm getting optimal patient reported outcome in a short period of time. And again, I think that goes back to the combination of the clinical piece that I'm doing, but also technologies like the laser.
Sure. So we're talking about acute injuries as one fantastic use case, especially with a competitive athlete who's maybe midstream in a competition. But how about like perioperatively? So before or after or both with regards to an injury and a surgery that followed? I think you had a personal experience recently. Just one more thing to add to the list of what you've been able to do is tell us about your knee.
Yeah, so I tore my PCL, my LCL, my medial meniscus, and I had an osteochondral defect of my femoral condyle. And then during surgery, found out that I had gout, which was completely unexpected. Didn't realize that you could get it so severe in your knee. Mm. But apparently, there's a long story to it. Anyway, long story short, I found out I had gout in my knee. So that really set me for a loop. And what I found is I tried the laser day one post-op, probably not the best idea, flared it up a little bit. And again, part of that is gout. What I found with gout is that the inflammatory response that you have after surgery is much greater because of the gout itself.
Right.
So I combined class four laser with my Normatec compression sleeves, which I use a lot. That was a great combo for me. And what I found is through my rehab process is that the addition of the laser has really helped to manage the pain. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it's doing to the gout itself, but my gout seems to be under much better control. Now, keeping in mind, there were dietary things. I cut all my alcohol. I don't drink any alcohol. I cut my red meat back in half. Mm-hmm. I cut out tomatoes. Taking colostrum, which is a natural process or natural substance. I'm also taking some anti-inflammatory, all organic, non-prescription type of drugs, taking nutrition. And then combining that with the class four laser, I got off crutches 3 weeks ago. So I'm week 10 as of today. And on Monday, I was back on the jiu-jitsu mats. And today was able to start doing some striking. So,
that's incredible. How much faster? 10 weeks.
And so
how much faster than normal do you think that is?
Yeah, I would say for those injuries, you're probably talking 6 months in 10 weeks. And I'm older. So not typically what you'd expect. But again, it's a combination of things. It's class four laser. It's the nutrition. It's all these other different things. But even with complicating factors like gout, I've found that I've gotten some really good results by combining that with a laser.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So one thing I haven't asked you about, I'm just curious. So Sumus is about to get into a whole body PBM, and they'll be launching what effectively looks like a tanning bed that you can lay in. Any clinical experience ever with whole body light therapy?
Yeah. And it's funny that you said that because I've actually been looking at those. What I'm finding is that where I think the biggest area of opportunity for healthcare in general, but physical therapy, is in the whole recovery space.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've really missed the boat from looking at nutrition recovery, from looking at class four laser and recovery, from looking at, I also do cold plunge, I also do Normatec compressions. I think there's a whole area that we've really missed out on, and that is the recovery aspects. And two, keeping in mind the population that I work with are constantly under stress, they're constantly functioning at a high level. And so those folks need a lot of recovery. And there are these recovery businesses that are out there, but there's nobody that's really combining all of that stuff together.
Right.
And what I find is that it really is taking the clinical mindset and hooking together the right clinical interventions like class 4 laser, like red light therapy, like all the Normatec compression sleeves, like all of these different things in combination with that, that makes a massive difference. But the red light therapy, if there's several things that I've looked at probably in the last 12 to 18 months, it's the gut health and nutrition and inflammatory responses associated with that. It's cold plunge tanks and your release of P3 proteins that help in the healing process. It's class 4 laser and the impact that has on the healing process and recovery and acute injuries. And it's your red light therapy and the impact that that has on recovery and that it has on soft tissue repair. And then your the Normatec compression sleeves. I'm a big proponent of, there's a reason that every NFL team and every NBA team has Normatec compression sleeves. And that's because of the impact that it has on recovery. For me, like all of that stuff, like that's been out there, combining that stuff together, it's really where a big area of opportunity for reduction of musculoskeletal injuries.
No question. Yeah, I actually was talking to a researcher not too long ago at the University of Buffalo, and I think I may have introduced you to Dr. Praveen Irani, really genius when it comes to anything related to photobiomodulation. And he referred to the whole body, we'll call it whole body PBM, the beds, as both a great additive or supplemental therapy to more what we'll call targeted therapy with the class 4 laser. But also he referred to resilience. And I thought that was an interesting word. And his kind of concept is that those who take part in regular red light therapy in these beds, let's say somebody who's prone to a high hamstring tendinopathy and they deal with it consistently, they can get this red light therapy dose on a regular basis and become more resilient to future injury. So I thought that concept was pretty interesting. And I think your angle with collecting real world evidence and real world clinical patient outcome data is such important work, not only because the FDA is becoming more accepting of that for medical device manufacturers like us, but also because it really starts to provide validation to the rest of the HCPs out there, right? And everybody just wants to get their patients healthier faster and whatever it takes, right?
You know, I'll tell you, with technologies, again, part of what I'm looking at is not just how does red light therapy, how does laser impact this, not how does compression impact this, but I talk a lot about gut health. I'm big on inflammation, internal inflammation, controlling that, having good gut health, having good nutrition, and the importance of nutrition for the recovery. There's some studies out there that show that if you have proper nutrition preoperatively and postoperatively, you can reduce your episode of care by 4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks. That's massive. But you start adding that stuff on there and add in sleep with all of the devices. That one of the things that in one of my previous jobs we were doing is actually monitoring sleep cycles. Because what is that, as sleep cycles get disrupted, obviously musculoskeletal injuries go up. But also as sleep cycles get disrupted, cortisol levels go up. What does that mean for the mature athlete? Those over the age of 40, guess what? Your testosterone takes a dump as your cortisol levels go up. So if you can start to improve sleep cycles and suppress cortisol, then testosterone also goes up. So I think that there's just the American healthcare system has been so reliant upon pharmaceuticals as being the answer. And what I'm trying to do is look more holistically and internally. How do we make someone better by putting the proper fuel in their system, by leveraging these technologies to accelerate the healing process, to make for a better whole person? Because when that person feels better, guess what? They're also going to sleep better. Guess what? That also affects mental attitude. It also affects depression. It affects so many other things, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, like all of that. We've known that for a long time. What I'm trying to do at the athlete lab is really to start to pull some of these things in so we can proof it out. Mm-hmm. Like, we know that nutrition works. Let's prove it. We mm-hmm. know that sleep works. Let's prove it. We know mm-hmm. laser works. Let's prove it. Mm-hmm. So really trying to really get, quite honestly, a better, more holistic approach to healthcare.
Yeah, it's definitely the way to go. Just for those who sat up a little straighter when you started talking about gut health and nutrition, any general guidance? I know the prescription, if you will, may be different from patient to patient, but any good general guidance you could give around nutritional supplements for good gut health and reducing inflammation?
There are so many different products out there. I actually, as the Athlete Lab, I actually started my own dispensary distributing. Like, I have a preoperative, postoperative nutrition plan. I have a recovery plan mm-hmm. that I actually give to patients. What I would say for listeners, if you're looking for good products in the nutrition space, it's really hard, right? You go to a nutrition store and you got a nutrition certified specialist who basically sat for 4 hours in a weekend course to become nutritionally certified. Like, really, mm-hmm. like, that does not even comprehend the level of understanding that you need to have. So what I have always used is a resource called labdoor.com. Okay. www.labdoor.com. Mm-hmm. And Labdoor is a bunch of biochemists who basically take all these nutritional products and they break them down biochemically and label specifically what is the makeup of this product mm-hmm. And what is the evidence behind that particular makeup of those products. Mm-hmm. And then you can cross compare for mm-hmm. whatever product it is that you're looking for. If you're looking for gut health and you're looking for bone broth, like, what is the best product that's out there on the market mm-hmm. From a product standpoint? Mm-hmm. And then you can start making your choices based on taste standpoint, because mm-hmm. I don't know if you've eaten much bone broth, but it's not yeah. always the most delicious stuff to be putting into your protein drink.
Yeah, so labdoor.com, that sounds like a yeah. great resource. We definitely want to incorporate nutrition. You talked about the compression boots with Normatec, and we haven't talked a lot about the cold plunge yeah. thing. What's that all about?
Yeah, there's been a lot of research around cold plunges and the effects of cold plunges. Basically, the beauty of cold plunge is that you are basically tricking your body into you're tricking the body into thinking that it's dying. Mm-hmm. And so when it goes into that state, you have this release of what are called P3 proteins. And P3 proteins are basically only released when you're in a hypothermic state, like you're going to die. So we have mm-hmm. to release these extra proteins to make the body heal at a much faster pace. And so what that does is it helps to accelerate the healing process. At the same time, from an inflammatory perspective, from controlling inflammation, et cetera, it really helps to accelerate the process.
Yeah, makes sense. So we're just about out of time. I just wanted to recap real quickly a couple of the sites where people can learn something a little bit yep. more. First of all, how to find you. Give yep. us those sites again.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at BJJPT. I'm also on LinkedIn. Also my website, drtrentnessler, allonewordcom. That's my website. And I am people connect to me on Instagram. I'm very responsive on Instagram. I tend to respond very well. Feel free to reach out at any time.
Fantastic. Good resource. Labdoor.com to really unpack the yep. ingredients in your favorite supplements.
Yep.
That's a good one. Labdoor.com. So this has been great. Trent, it's always good to see you. Really good information. I think you give back so much, and certainly I'm sure it comes back to you tenfold. So we appreciate you giving us your time. Happy holidays to you. And
happy holidays to you.
I hope you and your family have a good one. As we wrap up, just a quick reminder that our show is sponsored by Sumis Medical Laser. And whether you're a patient, consumer, or an HCP, you can learn more about Sumis at www.sumislaser.com. Big shout out to John Ray and the Business Radio X Group for producing this show. We really appreciate you. Thanks, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you learned something, and we'll see you again next time.
Thank you for joining us on Laser Life Insights. This show is brought to you by Sumis Medical Laser, revolutionizing laser therapy to heal with the power of light. For more information, go to sumislaser.com.